Okay.
All right. Well, here we are, separated by miles again.
This is weird. We haven't done this in like a really long time.
Yes, but I like it because I don't have to look at you. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of September 9th, 2008. Happy Dreamcast Day, Ajgai.
You're not going to believe this. I don't have any video cords for my Dreamcast. I can't play it.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah, very upset.
But, yeah, I guess mine's ready to go. Maybe I'll play something. Maybe I'll play Space Channel 5. I don't know. It's right there. There's that whole binder.
I forgot to bring that with me anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to go look through that.
Oh, well.
Yep, it's mine now. But welcome to the show, everybody. Ajgai, you're in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Yep, and I am in Ohio. I'm not going to specify where because, you know, for my own safety.
Right.
So we're going to, you know, start with the news today. Then we're going to move on to the Great American Ajgai Gaming Quiz. Then do you have Answer or Die ready for me?
Yeah, I thought up some.
Okay, we'll do Answer or Die. Now we're going to talk about our week in gaming, the games we've been playing. We'll talk about the games that are being released this week, downloadable in retail. Look at the top 10 list by Derek Robbins. If it is by... Yeah, it's by Derek this week. He had someone cover for him last week, I think. Then we're going to go into the mail barrel, and that'll be the whole show.
All right.
Okay, so why don't you start the news?
Okay, so first of all, we got some PSP-related stories. To start with, the previously announced PSP 3000, there were reports of a 20 to 30 minute drop in battery life on it. However, SCEA's John Kohler, director of hardware marketing, debunked that, saying it still gets the same 4 to 6 hours of gaming as all the other PSPs. He notes on the official PlayStation blog that their engineers in Japan worked to reduce the power consumption of the overall system, including its components.
Okay.
So there you go.
This is your lead-off. This is your lead-off news story.
It gets better.
You're supposed
the big
to
news
start...
is that.
Okay, just keep going. I'll see if I'm impressed.
Yeah, this is a lot of lag. I'm not used to this. The big news is that the PSP update's coming this fall that is going to have two major features. The first, the PlayStation Store will finally be accessible right from the PSP. You could download games, play them through there.
That's finally happening.
Hook it up. Yes.
That's
so
cool.
That is very exciting. And then they're introducing this new feature. It's kind of neat. If you like synchronize your PSP and your PS3 wirelessly, you can take some of the previously ad hoc only games, which meant they're only local multiplayer, and kind of use the PS3 as a tunnel to play them online, complete with like using the PS3 or the Bluetooth headset for voice chat and everything. So far, the only game confirmed to use this is Monster Hunter Portable 2G.
Man, a lot of this news is like concepts and weird things I'm not quite wrapping my head around.
Basically, like... Remember before Xbox Live was out and people had that way of like playing Halo online, like using that GameSpy tunnel software?
Okay.
It also worked for like Mario Kart Double Dash. You're basically using your PS3 to do that.
Okay, I think I can get it.
We'll move on to some Microsoft news. The big news, of course, is the Xbox 360 price cut. Arcades are now $199, pros are $299, and elites are $399. I also believe if you could still find a 20-gig pro in the wild, they're $359. Additionally, the 120-gigabyte hard drive has been cut from $179 to $149.
Those prices are cut.
Yes. So this means now that the Xbox 360 is theoretically at least cheaper than the Wii.
Well, somebody's moving furniture in the floor above me. I think they're done.
That's fascinating. Anyway.
Well, I'm just saying it was causing a lot of noise. Didn't you hear it?
No.
Oh, well, I just interrupted the podcast. You didn't hear it? It was freaking loud.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, I'm gonna emulate the sound. You tell me if you hear it. Just keep talking.
Okay. Sir, well, I mean, I'm about to dialogue. Okay, yes, I heard that. I must have been mistaken.
That's basically
earlier.
What it sounded like.
Yeah, except like 15 feet above you. Anyway, so the Xbox is cheaper than the Wii, but I think that that's not really such a big deal because, let's face it, the Wii is the Wii. It's going to keep going. I expect this will actually cut into the sales of the PS2 because now a very comparably configured system that is, you know, newer and has, like, you know, more capabilities to it ultimately and is upgradable is now only $70 more expensive than a PS2.
Those PS2 sales have got to dwindle down eventually. People have got to jump ship to the next gen at some point or another.
Well, I think this is what's going to do it. But the thing is, they'll be jumping ship to a Microsoft platform.
Oh, I see. I see where you're going with this. I see where you've twisted and concocted this little tale so that Microsoft.
I'm just wondering if this is finally going to be what drives Sony to drop the PS2 down to $99.
Well, I imagine that's coming probably. I mean, by the end of this year, if not that, then right after the end of the year.
You'd think it'd be a good holiday move.
Yeah. Well, you have to imagine that they're much more concerned with selling PS3s at this point.
They don't act like it sometimes. I mean, they just not too long ago made that big deal about the new PlayStation Eye toy one-to-one motion capability. It's like, why isn't that a PS3 thing?
So you say a big deal. I didn't really see that much about that. Like, someone reported it.
Oh, I mean, that's just an
example. It's not like they're advertising it. No, you see, here's the thing. They're advertising Little Big Planet, saying, look, the PS3 is a, kind of a friendly, casual machine. If you bring the price of the PS2 down now, then casuals are going to look at that as more of a viable option. Right now, they want them to go to the PS3. That's what I think.
Yeah, I guess.
Even if it is, you know, maybe not priced like a casual machine, they're still hoping that the concept
will
be able.
That's the problem. Price rules all. Well, speaking of price ruling, Square tried to buy Tecmo, as we talked about before, and Tecmo said, no thank you. Instead, they're actually merging with, how do you say this, Koei.
I know.
The guys who make, like, all the Dynasty Warrior games.
Tecmo's merging with Koei. Okay.
Yes. So
they chose Dynasty Warriors over Final Fantasy. Like,
basically, yeah.
Apparently, why wouldn't you want to be owned with Square Enix instead of merging with Koei?
I think they're afraid of losing their identity. Koei is apparently, it's kind of a very family-owned business in Japan. Like, this wife runs it, and the husband's, like, the executive producer of their games and stuff. And also, apparently, according to Shane Bettenhaus on One Up Yours, they own, like, a lot of the disc manufacturing plants in Japan as well. So they have a lot of clout.
Okay. I'll take your word for it that they have some sort of first family of video gaming.
Something like that, I guess. So this is just kind of a little fluff thing, but Blizzard has put some soundtracks up on iTunes, and you can get the Diablo 3 Overture for free, which I urge everyone to check out, because it's pretty sweet.
It's kind of short for an overture, but it's fun.
It's just what played in the trailer.
Right.
Speaking of music and games, your favorite, Rock Band news.
Oh, goody.
The Xbox 360 export patch is out. It's coming later this week to the PS3. Every song transfers except Paranoid by Black Sabbath, Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden, and Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Man, that's just freaking great. I am much more an Iron Maiden fan than I am a music fan.
Just what I find odd is, like, people are saying, oh, the reason Enter Sandman's out is because of all these rumors of a Guitar Hero Metallica. But then when they said that certain songs were transferring due to rights, a lot of people assumed that The Train Kept on Rolling by Aerosmith was going to be one of the songs to be left out.
Well, I guess Train but Kept on Rolling not. Is a... That's Aerosmith doing a cover of a song that they didn't write, so that's why that's okay.
No, it's a cover of an Aerosmith song.
I thought it was the other way around.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Aerosmith was singing a song by some... That is a cover of some other band. Maybe it's a cover of Aerosmith doing the cover. I don't know. But I think Train Kept on Rolling was not originally sung by Aerosmith.
Oh, well, I thought it said As Made Famous by Aerosmith in the game.
Well, maybe they were singing that the Aerosmith version of it. You know, there's covers and then there's covers.
Yeah, covers of covers. I don't know. Also, with the export patch for the PS3, finally, you'll be able to use a Guitar Hero 3 Gibson Les Paul with Rock Band.
Oh, finally. Oh, thank God. Christ, about time.
I know you're happy.
My prayers have been answered. Man.
I know.
AJ, where have you been? People have stopped bitching about this, guitar compatibility. This new stupid thing that we're going to complain about is DRM, over which we have no control.
Yeah, it's coming later. I don't know, I'm just glad. It's just good that it's finally over.
Oh, thank God, yeah. Now I know how Washington felt like at the end of the Revolutionary War. Just this huge burden's been lifted from my shoulders. We won, people. Christ. God. Go, move on.
Club Nintendo did an interview with Reggie Fils-Aimé, and he promised a storage solution for the Wii. Here's what he said. We are working on a storage solution. We've never said it will be a hard drive, nor have we mentioned how we will fix this issue, but we are going to deliver a better way to store the games. What's better than a hard drive?
A soft drive.
What's a soft drive?
I don't know, but they'll make one.
Oh, okay. They also announced that they're releasing some kind of... It's basically like a Wii-branded wireless router for like $60. I don't know why you wouldn't just buy a normal router for $60.
This is a Nintendo router.
Yeah. Because everyone was asking for that.
See,
but,
you're so full of crap. Nintendo, if there was like some sort of Microsoft router, you'd be like, oh my god. Microsoft.
Well, this doesn't
router.
Like do anything special, and I would not. I would
yeah,
not.
Yeah, right.
You're so full of
yourself.
Yeah,
right. This is you're just uh-huh. You are trash. You're a mess.
Okay.
Do you have any other news?
Yeah, there's a bunch more.
Oh God.
New achievements are coming to Halo 3.
Yay.
There. See, this is your punishment. They're bringing out Title Update 2 at the end of the month. Most of the achievements have something to do with the Legendary map pack. Well, there's one that's like. Beat Legendary in 4-player co-op after a certain date, like presumably when this thing's released. They're also adding in some performance tweaks, a new format for playlist ratings, and separate military rankings for each playlist, along with new methods of banning that are supposed to be more effective for cheaters.
Okay, that should be an achievement, get banned.
Ha, that would be kind of funny. That's like the last achievement you have to get, though. You have to save it.
Yeah. You have to act like such a total dickwad that you can never play the game again.
Yeah.
5 points.
Until you buy the next map pack or something and they let you back.
Yeah.
So the Harry Potter, which one is this now? Order of the Phoenix?
No.
The film has been delayed.
No, Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, Half-Blood Prince.
You saw the movie.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember these things.
Well, don't have to,
anyway.
You read them all. You've seen them all. I don't see how you can't remember.
Yeah, I just forgot what movie we're on.
How do you forget that?
I don't know. It's been a while since the last one
came
out.
Like, what, a year? Two?
I don't know. Okay, shut up. Anyway,
what are you?
Harry Potter...
80? God. Just go ahead.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince has been delayed.
Can I just say, it's kind of more fun interrupting you this way because, like, you feel more obliged to let me talk about nothing.
I guess so. The movie's been delayed to the summer. As a result, EA kind of had to delay the game as well. And they figure they're going to lose about $120 million in profit this quarter because of it.
Well, at least we'll get that money some other quarter. But maybe not
exactly.
As much. But there was the... actually, I don't know, because that was going to be a Christmas tie-in. I bet EA would have rather the movie came out this fall.
I think a lot of people would have rather... I really don't see how much more money that movie could make coming out this summer.
Well, I think the reason is that Batman made so much money that they're kind of set for this year as far as, like, making investors happy. So now they need something that's going to make next year look good, or else next year's going to be nothing but a disappointment.
Well, good luck with that for them. I just wish we could see the movie.
Well, we will eventually.
Apparently the game was lead designed for the Wii.
Interesting.
I think they finally realized where their audience is. I think that's a smart move. I mean, my God, the Wiimote's a wand.
Has that happened much before? Game being lead designed for Wii being ported to the other systems?
The only other one I know of is EA is working on a tennis game where that's also the case, where the Wii is lead skew.
Okay.
I wonder if maybe they'll take this time to add Wii Motion Plus to it.
Maybe. Kinda cool. I doubt it. I bet they'll.
Yeah, me too.
I bet they won't waste much more time and development on it.
Well, if they've got the time, they may well, add stuff.
They got
to
the
it.
Time. Move those people into another game. It's like those people. Those people are like, oh man, we got to wait around now. We got nothing to do for 6 months. They only make Harry Potter games.
Yeah. Well, they do. I don't know what they do. Okay.
I'm mocking you.
I know.
Don't agree with me.
D3 publisher D3 has announced a bunch of their PSP games are going to become downloadable titles as opposed to UMDs. Here's the list. Tell me if you know which one I might actually get.
Puzzle Quest?
Cube. Well, yes, that's next. Puzzle Quest, Challenge of the Warlords, PQ, Practical Intelligence Quotients, PQ2, Practical Intelligence Quotient 2, and Deadhead Fred. Oh, and I skipped What the Fuck, or WTF, Work Time Fun.
Nice ass Whoops. Guy. Nice slip there.
Well, I'm sorry. I just, like, tend to read it out loud. Anyway, there's, like, a staggered release for these with Puzzle Quest and Cube coming out on the 18th.
Do they all cost
$14.99 and $9.99? No, they're either $9.99 or $14.99.
Puzzle Quest is $14.99. I found the UMD, like, new for $11 at Target.
Plus tax.
Yeah, but still, digital distribution is more expensive. That's cool.
Well, that was a clearance, that's why. But still, you're right, yes. But I'll be excited to just have the game on, like, a memory card. Who knows, maybe it's the fixed version.
Maybe.
And, okay, the last issue I have here that you hinted at before. Apparently, if you go look at the Amazon review scores for Spore, it has, like, 200 one-star ratings, and it's all people bitching about the DRM.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I just installed Spore today, and this DRM is fine. It's not going to screw anybody over, at least in the short term, I don't think. I do think, though, that, like, people are calling it, like, on the one-up message board, there's a thread I was in, and people are like, oh, these people are just complaining to complain. Like, I think, yes, to an extent, that's true.
I agree with those people.
But, like, people don't like DRM.
Yeah, I know they
it's
don't.
It's not, like, but not. I'm not even saying, like, the pirates don't like it. Obviously, they know, but apparently they don't care because the game got cracked a week before it came out anyway. I just think, like, honestly, at this point, it just feels like DRM anymore. It's just something to, like, show the shareholders, like, oh, look, we're trying to stop piracy, even though, I mean, it's not like EA, like, is like, oh, they cracked it. How did they do that? We put DRM on it. We used Secure ROM. Oh, no. Like, they knew it was going to get cracked. They just have to put it there to, like, keep the shareholders happy.
Well, it might have limited piracy a little bit, at least.
So the other thing, too, is, I mean, with this game especially, it's so tied into, not, I guess it depends how much you want to play it, but it seems pretty tied into the online content, which you need an account for that you use your CD Creator to create one of anyway. So, like, I don't know. I guess as kind of a result to this backlash, they are loosening the DRM on the upcoming Red Alert 3. You'll get, like, 5 machines instead of 3 machines you can install on.
There's a lot of complaining about it. It's just, I mean, a lot of complaining.
Yeah.
It's probably because people feel like they complained enough and they got the DRM off of, Mass Effect?
BioShock. No, BioShock.
BioShock, sorry. Yeah,
BioShock had its DRM completely removed about a year after the fact. And actually, I think that's a good move, too. Because what people are afraid of is, like, you know, the thing is, this limits you to installing on 3 machines. Like, how many times have you installed, like, Warcraft 2 or Diablo 2 or something on different computers throughout the last 10 years? I think that's what people worry about, or even another step further, is what happens if EA shuts down these activation servers, but you still want to install the game 10 years from now. You can't. So people are hoping that at least, like, after a year or two, they'll just drop the DRM from the game, which I actually think they might do, I hope.
I'd imagine that would happen.
I think what you're referring to is that the original plan for this and Mass Effect's DRM was that after you activated it, the game had to, like, dial in to the home server every 10 days to make sure that, like, it was still legitimate. It would, like, try every 7, but, like, after 10, it would stop working. And they dropped that. I think that was a legitimate complaint, because what happens if you're, I don't know, without internet for 10 days, you can't play your game anymore, even though it's, like, single player.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Are we done with the DRM talk?
Yeah, we're done with DRM talk and the news.
Did you see the interview with the Mega Man guy?
Oh, yeah, I did read that very briefly.
What's his name?
Kage Inafune, I believe.
Something like that, okay.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Right. He claimed on there that Nintendo never asked him to put Mega Man in Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
a lot of people
I saw
were wondering
that.
About that. I mean, I think it's a little presumptuous that people were like, oh man, they automatically should have asked him. I mean, I like Mega Man and everything, but it's not like he, you know, gets a free spot. He also claimed that, you know how I always told you how everyone always says, like, in between Mega Man and Mega Man Zero, Mega Man and Mega Man X, it's assumed that Zero killed everybody?
Yeah, you were just telling me that a few weeks ago, and apparently he said that's not right at all.
Well, then what is it? Something happened.
I don't know.
I guess they just all died peacefully? Like, what happens to Mega Man? He's a robot.
Don't worry about the mythos of Mega Man too much.
When
I was a kid, I didn't even know Mega Man had a story.
Man, I don't know. Whatever. He also says he wants to do another Mega Man Legends, but he's been saying that forever.
And a Mega Man X.
Well, I think we can put that series to bed.
If all it right. goes back like it was for 1 through 4, it'd be fine.
It's not like the other ones are all that different from those. You know what I mean? I mean, it's still a 2D platform game. Just got stale.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you ready for your quiz?
I'm ready for my quiz.
Okay. Great American Ad Guy Gaming Quiz. I got 5 questions here and a bonus question. Get 5 points and the quiz is yours.
Alright.
First question. We all know the Dreamcast was released on September 9th, 1999. What day and what year was the Saturn released?
May 13th, 1996?
I had November 22nd, 1994.
Wait, did you say Saturn?
Yeah.
Japan or America?
This is the American.
It came out in May. It came out with E3.
I don't think E3 was E3 in May, because that's what I have here.
That was the whole thing, was that they like were at E3, and they were like, oh, by the way, it's out today.
Yeah, I know. Okay, wait a second. Well, regardless, you were off on the year horribly.
Oh, yeah, okay, I wasn't...
Yeah, you're right, I accidentally put down Japanese, okay.
Ha!
Okay, so I had the wrong answer.
I should get, like, a bonus point.
It should be May 11th, 1995, but you're still wrong.
Okay, I was off by a year and 2 days.
My bad, but yeah, you messed up. As soon as I was reading this now, I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't make sense with E3. Okay. Well, let's put that one behind us.
Tell me I was wrong.
We both lost. You are wrong, so it doesn't matter. Second question. Which popular TV show once had a plot where children were exploiting the Tooth Fairy legend in order to raise money to buy a Sega Dreamcast?
Home Improvement?
Home Improvement? When did that show even end, AJ?
I have no idea. What? I don't know what.
South Park.
Oh, I don't watch South Park.
Well, you should, and then you would have gotten that question right.
I guess
so.
So
far, you're over to Edge Guy. At the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards, which Sega character announced the nominees for the Viewer's Choice category?
I'm going to guess Sonic?
No, it was Ooh La La.
That makes sense.
You are 0 for 3. Number 4. Name the programmer designer of the first 2 Roller Coaster Tycoon games.
What?
His name's all over the product. He's like a Sid Meier.
I didn't realize Roller Coaster Tycoon had a name on it.
This is the guy. He's the main Roller Coaster Tycoon guy.
I'm sure I'll know it once I hear it.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
Alright, you think you're gonna know it when you hear it?
Probably.
Larry Sanders.
Okay, actually I don't.
Yeah, okay, good, because it's Chris Sawyer.
Oh, that I do know.
I just wanted to see if you're gonna say, oh yeah, to any name I said.
Well, see, I didn't.
Yeah, too bad. I would not have let you forgotten it.
Yes, I know.
All right. Well, you're 0 for 4.
Great.
Let's go to the fifth question. Speaking of Roller Coaster Tycoon, the original game was released on a console. Which one?
PlayStation?
The Xbox.
Really?
Yes. There was an Xbox version of the original Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Huh.
I do not know how that would have worked.
Me neither.
Well, sir...
Probably not well.
Speaking of not well, you are not doing well. Here's the bonus question. Yeah. I doubt you will get this. In development, Roller Coaster Tycoon had a different name. What was it?
Why are you asking me all these Roller Coaster Tycoon questions?
You theme it up, Badge Guy.
Roller Coaster Builder? I don't know.
I mean, I did ask you 3 Dreamcast questions. You should have gotten those. No, it was White Knuckle.
Oh, of course.
All right, you lose. Well, you got a problem? Shucks. Is there something you want to say?
No.
You think it was too hard? I just think you suck. You are okay. Terrible. You're a mess. Don't even say anything. You're just giggling. Are you ready to ask me answer or die?
Yeah. Of course, I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't answer, since you're not.
I don't know how I'm
going
to do. I've never been on the receiving end of answer or die.
Right. Okay. Answer or die. Best game controller ever. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
PlayStation 2.
You get a hit. You came in a little late on that.
No, I didn't. It was the lag. I was fine.
No, okay, fine. I'll believe you. Why the PS2 controller?
That's good. I mean, that's sort of DualShock design. The first one to have multiple shoulder buttons. First dual stick kind of thing. It's a good controller. It still works out pretty well. And I like how what?
I said it must. Sony's been using it for 3 hardware generations now.
And as far as D-pads that can be used as just normal buttons, that D-pad works for that pretty well.
That's true. It does have a nice D-pad.
Yes. Maybe not so good for, like, fighting games and stuff, but, you know.
Okay. What is your favorite gaming genre? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Action-adventure.
Why is that?
Because it's an incredibly vague term, and it covers a lot of games.
All right. What is your favorite action-adventure game? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Uncharted.
You mean to tell me? Of every action of... So you're saying Uncharted is your favorite game?
I don't know what an action-adventure game is.
You're still getting hit the next time I see you.
I don't know what that means. I just said something. I don't know what an action-adventure game is at all.
I don't all have you had to do is say, like, RPG. Or no, you could have said adventure and then Grim Fandango and you would have been fine.
But that's not true. I don't have a favorite genre. You know that. That's a dirty question, sir. Come on, my top 3 favorite games are, like, Grim Fandango, Super Metroid, Smash Brothers. I don't see any trend there, do you?
Super Metroid's an action-adventure game?
Yeah, but I'm saying my top 5 favorite games are all different genres.
Why didn't you say Super Metroid, then?
Because I forgot that it was an action-adventure game. I would call it just a 2D platformer. I don't know what an action-adventure game is, AJ.
Then why'd you say it, Mike?
Because I don't have a favorite genre. Do you have any more? All right.
Well, I owe you a punch, so I think we're good for now.
No, I want one more. I want one more.
You want one more?
What is
your favorite Dreamcast game? 5, 4, 3,
Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
1. Okay, that's acceptable because I know that's the correct answer.
I love that game. That and like
I know you do.
That and Samba de Amigo were pretty good.
Speaking of, when's that come out for the Wii?
You know, I'm not sure, but it's not going to have silly Sega songs in it.
No, it's like I think it's the same original soundtrack.
Yeah, but I think minus all those downloadable Sega songs, I think.
I don't know.
I was on Wikipedia at some point looking at the song list. I didn't see anything. But we'll see.
I don't know if they've announced the full list yet.
Well, you've been playing Spore, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I just got it today. I'm on the second stage.
When did it come out?
Sunday, I think.
Oh, it's been out?
Oh. I think it was Sunday the 7th.
Yeah, that's right. It did come out the 7th. Okay.
Yeah, so I got it today. I'm on the second stage. I think it's called the Civilization stage. So, or no, it's not. It's called the Tribal stage. So you start the game. You're just the single cell organism in the primordial ooze. It's basically playing like Flow. You're just swimming around trying to eat the little bits and then avoiding the things bigger than you. But every so often, as your guy gets bigger, you can do like a mating call. You find another one of your species, and then it takes you into what is ostensibly the spore creature creator. And if you could collect upgrade parts from either creatures you've eaten, or if you find little chunks of the meteor that created life in your planet in the first place, you find parts in that. You keep building your guy bigger and bigger, depending on how much DNA points you have to spend. You can get things like spikes that if you ram into people, you'll damage them. I actually have my guy with poison pods that everywhere I swam just left this trail of poisonous ink that people would get caught in.
There aren't any new, like, you know, limbs or anything that's not in the creature creator, though, right?
Not yet. The creator in this is limited. I mean, it's three types of eyes, two different types of mouths.
Why is it limited?
Because you're just a single-celled organism.
Oh, okay.
You're a simpler creature. So after you kind of get through all that, you get to evolve legs, and that's it. You just get, like, legs. You don't get arms yet. And you get a few more parts, but not much. You still look pretty much just like a somewhat adapted version of your previous one-celled thing, but with legs now. And so now you got, like, a little nest, and you've got your group, and depending on if you're... I'm playing a carnivore, so I basically just have to go around killing everybody. I believe you play an herbivore, you're trying to just create allies, and an omnivore, I don't know what they do exactly. I know later in the game, omnivores become about religion when you get more advanced, but for this stage, I don't know what they would do. But, so it's almost like a very simple MMORPG style game. You have your attacks mapped to some number keys. You get, you know, bite, slash, spit, and charge, depending on what parts you have. And the same thing, as you go around killing guys, you get more DNA points, you go back, you mate, you create, like, the next evolution of your species. And, you know, now I've got, like, a guy who's got, like, arms and a more aggressive mouth and claws and all kinds of cool stuff. And what it's doing is I added you, our friends, Pete and Mark, to my buddies list. And I've seen, so far, I've only seen some of my creatures show up in my world. And, like, a bunch of the Maxis pre-installed ones. And some random peoples. I haven't seen any of yours yet.
Okay.
But, like, it is pretty neat. Like, I was doing this thing, after you've evolved a bit, your group kind of moves on to a new nesting ground, but, like, you're in the egg still hatching with, like, your mom waiting for you, so once you hatch, you then have to go find your group now. So, like, as I'm trying to just get there, I was actually being chased by one of my creatures I made in the summer on the Creature Crater, and I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. Hey, stop it.
Right.
So, I look forward to continuing to play it. I mean, this is, by no means, this is not, like, a challenging game. I think some people thought they were getting, like, the next version of Civilization out of this. It is not that. It's, like, I mean, there's, like, basically no penalty for death. It's pretty simplistic, but it's a lot of fun. It's just, I mean, it's really about creating things and seeing them interacting with other things you've created. I mean, much in the same appeal that The Sims had, except a little more gamey, which I think is really good. So, I look very forward to playing more of it once we're done with this, and probably well into the night.
Oh, that's good. How much is Spore, anyways?
It was 50. I did some trade-ins to get it.
50, I don't know. Well, that's cool. Maybe I'll pick it up sometime.
Yes.
Well,
what else have you played?
Well, I got that Neverwinter Nights 2 gold, because everyone was getting it.
Yeah, me too. What do you think so far?
Sure is ugly.
You think?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Is it
very,
like, a technical thing or a style thing?
Both. I think.
How far into it are you?
I mean, I was just sent by my foster father to go to some forest.
Oh, you're going in, like, into the swamps?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not too far. I mean, I'm just not much further than that, but...
Well, it's just... But, I mean, I just... I don't like... I mean, it plays like an isometric game would, but it's not. And you can control the camera, but, you know, it's almost like you're controlling the camera in environments that should not have a free camera. Because I'm constantly getting stuck in things. I constantly can't see things correctly. You know what I mean?
It has been too much. What I don't. What,
you can't
what,
scroll,
the only thing that really bothers me.
You can't scroll the camera past where your character is.
Yeah, that's annoying. And also, what I don't like is how if you rotate the camera, the mini map doesn't rotate with you. So, like, if you don't have the camera pointed like north, the mini map's like indecipherable.
See, I just don't like. I think these kind of games should be kept isometric. I'm glad that
Yeah, Diablo, I think they should have fixed the camera too.
I think Diablo 3 is very smart for staying isometric, even though it has a 3D engine and everything.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because it's just been
what I look forward to is when we finally go online with our friends and try out some of these multiplayer modules, and we all make our own like characters. Because like, what character are you playing right now?
I'm a human fighter.
Yeah, see, me too.
You're a human fighter?
Like, I think yeah, jeez. Yeah. Just a human fighter, because it's easier to play that when the single player, especially, you know.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing seems, and also the Forgotten Realms. It's kind of such a bland fantasy world. It's one of those like.
Well, I mean, it kind of came first.
Yeah, well, so. First is a general term, but you know, it's like, yeah, there's elves and orcs and half elves and half orcs and stuff. And there's probably an ice place somewhere. There's demons and a lot of different gods and stuff. It's just confusing.
Right.
I think, and I don't know, you know, I'm kind of much more inclined to, like, the JRPG sensibilities. Western RPGs are so just, they're just cluttered. They're absolutely cluttered with a lot of, sort of, almost unnecessary, like, self-character development, dialogue trees that don't really go anywhere, and just open-endedness.
See, that's so funny,
that doesn't
I think...
do anything.
I think if you talk to a Western RPG fan, they talk about how cluttered JRPGs are.
Cluttered. Yeah. I guess.
I mean, let's face it. RPGs are a cluttered, convoluted genre to begin with. Unless it's like an action RPG like Diablo. And even still, that's, you know, somewhat cluttered.
Maybe I like Diablo too much to like these slower Western RPGs.
I think that may be it. I think you want them to play like Diablo.
Yeah, I really
don't.
Do. I really want to play like Diablo. Instead, I'm clicking on things and kind of waiting a very long time for anything to happen. And, like, dying anyways. Yeah. Well, I haven't died yet, but I don't know. It's just... It has not caught me at all, I would say.
Supposedly, the expansion is excellent. The thing is, I didn't want to jump right into it, because if you develop your character in the original campaign, you go into the expansion with them, and otherwise it would be like the equivalent of just starting Warcraft with, like, a level 70 character not knowing what all these buttons do.
Right. You play anything else? Interesting or new?
I played a demo for Pure. Is that it? The new ATV racing game?
Yeah.
Disney, of all people? And I like the demo a lot. It's basically if you took SSX snowboarding and put it on ATVs.
I have to try
it. It does like the cool thing, like when you launch high into the air and do a trick, like the music kind of fades out and does that thing, and... It's really, I mean, it really is SSX, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. It looks really nice, and it was a lot of fun.
I got to beat Castle Crashers just playing it by myself.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Oh, it's very fun. Good ending, good final boss fight and all that, good stuff. I also got to play it with a friend who lives in Toronto, and I have to say we didn't have any connection problems. I have not had any connection problems yet, and people
See,
talk like they're
with...
pretty rampant.
I tried to play with a friend in California and Texas, the three of us together, and every time we had a loading screen, it disconnected.
I had no such
problem. It must be distance-related, I guess. Then.
Yeah, because I guess Toronto's not all that far away from where I am, relatively speaking. And I mean,
and even we played that game between Pittsburgh and Ohio, it was fine, too.
I think my Puzzle Quest character is up to level 43.
Very impressive.
So he's trekking along there. I'll tell you what, that game doesn't seem to have an end in sight either. That's a pretty lengthy quest for puzzles.
I know, right?
Yeah. There's an expansion.
just think if you got the expansion,
If I got Revenge of the Plague Lords, or Wrath of the Plague Lords, or whatever the hell it is, Something with the Plague Lords. You see that little Big Planet contest? I told you about this.
Yes.
It's a design character. I'm trying to design a character, like, colonial theme. I wanted to call him John. I thought that character's name was Sock Boy. The main character was Sock Boy, but Sack Boy. So I wanted to name this guy John Handsock. But that's not going to quite work out like I wanted.
Right.
John Handsack, I guess, is okay. Not the same effect.
You should call it John Handsack.
What's a handsack?
You know, handy sack, those things you keep
around.
Yeah,
but if it was handy sack, it'd be okay, John. I don't know. Well, whatever. Yeah, that's about all I played.
I know another game you've been playing. It was this past week's Virtual Console release.
Oh, yeah. Well, Super Mario RPG. You know. I did play a bit of that. I haven't played the last couple of days. That's why I forgot. But I just went through Booster's Tower. I'm about to crash his wedding. I mean, it's a fun game. Cool. There's not a whole lot to say because it's, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Everyone knows what it is. But it's very fun. All the time button presses still make things a lot, you know, interesting. It's definitely a lot easier this time around. Now that I'm not 9. But, you know, I still think it's worth a purchase for anyone who played through it once when it came out, or maybe even RPG fans who haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that that?
I believe so.
Alright, well, why don't you tell me what the downloadable game releases are and tell everybody at home.
Okay. On the Wii, for WiiWare, My Aquarium. I think it's just a virtual aquarium. On the Virtual Console, Clu-Clu Land for the NES, and then Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars for the Super NES. On the Xbox Live Arcade, Shred Nebula, a pretty terrible top-down, kind of controls like asteroid shooter. Not good. Pirates vs. Ninja Dodgeball. Gamecock continues to prove to me that they don't matter, because this game sucks.
Does it, really?
Like, I mean, doesn't dodgeball, like, isn't it supposed to be sides? It's not even that. It's just running around, grabbing a ball, and throwing it, but, like, it's like this fixed camera, but it's not overhead, so you can't see anything. Yeah, like I said, like, there's no boundaries, so everyone's just running around. The graphics are terrible. Like, I think they were just really hoping that everybody would be like, oh, Pirates versus Ninjas, ha ha ha. Like, that's basically all this game has going for it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. EA Sports released a Fantasy Football Live score tracker. Didn't do anything with it, but it's there. And they also released a version of Jim Rummy, which actually is a pretty good translation of the game.
All right, then. Just, you want to hear the real game
on the
releases?
PlayStation.
Oh, well, you're not done. I'm sorry.
We're not done. That was all Xbox Live Arcade. On the PlayStation
God.
Network, they made NFL Head Coach a downloadable title in addition to the disc-based release. So if you want to get that, go for it. On GameTap, we have Grim, Godfather Death, a game called Sub Command, some kind of submarine simulator, and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Which I'm sure
Are you
is
done
excellent.
Now? Yes.
Now I'm done.
Okay, well, let's see. For the kind of console and PC releases, we have on September 7th, you were right, it was September 7th, 4 came out, so that is out.
Yeah.
Also on PC on September 9th today, we got Romance of the Three Kingdoms 11. What series of game is that? What kind of a genre is that?
It says historic. I don't know
means. I don't know what.
That's like how Spore's genre is breeding / construction. Are there really a lot of games like that?
Yeah, what are these weird genres? I like how the NHL 2K9 genre is sim. I'll call it sport.
Yeah, I'd call that a sport game myself.
I like how the same game on 360 has a different genre, arcade.
Arcade?
These are terrible. Anyways, NHL 2K9 is coming out for Wii on September 8th. Then NHL 09 is coming out September 9th on 360. Sport Creatures.
Which, I played the demo for that. It was good.
Is that the one? Do people like NHL 09 or NHL 2K9?
09. Like? Well, 08 last year was like people called the best sports game of the year. And apparently, 09's got this really cool feature where you just make one single character. Like, I mean, Madden's done this too, but I guess this game just does it really well. Where you just make one character and play just him.
Sport Creatures is coming out for the DS September 7th, so, well, I guess it is out.
I heard this is not so good.
Right. Well, it's very simple, right?
Yeah, and they said, like, the creature creator doesn't work all that well. I mean, like, the interface isn't very well designed.
TNA Impact for the Xbox 360, September 9th. I would like to try that. See what kind of a wrestling game they made. Spore came out also for the Mac.
Well, actually, it's I'm looking at my box. It's the Windows and Mac version are just on the same disc.
Oh, why are they? Well, it's out for the Mac. Yakuza 2 came out for the PS2 September 9th. People have been waiting for that one. It's been out in Japan for a while, I think.
Like 2 years.
Yeah, what, people were thinking smart it about might not
this
make it
is or... that. Well, what's smart is that they didn't bother to dub it. It's just the Japanese voices with subtitles, which I think, given the kind of setup of the game, makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I agree. Zoids Assault for 360, September 9th. The Dragon Ball Z Trilogy for the PS2, September 10th. I think this is just... I think they probably just took 3 Dragon Ball Z games and packaged them together.
Yeah.
I can't tell you which ones. I imagine maybe, like, Sagas is in there. And, like, the fighting games. I don't know. Viva Pinata Pocket Paradise is coming out for the DS September 8th. Has anyone said anything about this DS version?
I haven't heard any reviews or anything yet. Kind of curious to see if it's any good. Could work.
Active Life Outdoor Challenge for the Wii September 9th. Hell's Kitchen for the Wii September 9th. I'm waiting for that Iron Chef game to come out for the Wii. That would be sweet.
Hopefully. No way.
The Price is Right for the Wii, September 9th. There's a lot of TV shows that are just kind of becoming Wii games for no reason. And then Locke's Quest for the DS, September 8th. All right. So that's all that.
That's also a historic game.
Locke's Quest?
Yeah, look, it's genre historic.
Oh.
I don't get this.
Yeah, messed up genres. All right, so the top 10 list by Derek Robbins, that's on 401mania.com. The 10th hour, it's called. This is the top 10 least favorite critically acclaimed games. So these are games that have been reviewed well that he does not like.
Yeah, we'll see how this works.
Well, you don't like number 10, I don't think, because it's Splinter Cell franchise. Which I agree with, because I never really liked those games, but I know you like them.
They're okay.
You know, I think you always kind of wanted to like them more than you did.
I think so, too.
Because you would always talk high about them, but I don't think you actually played them all that much.
The multiplayer was good.
I think you got turned. I think I turned you back around to Metal Gear.
Yeah.
I showed you the way. Number 9 is Devil May Cry 4. Because apparently he likes Devil May... he likes Devil May Cry 1 and 3 a lot, but he doesn't quite like 4 as much.
I don't like any of them.
Oh, 8's good. Oblivion.
Hey, I love that game.
Got a nice
picture
of Force
Armor. See,
but
he starts right off. He doesn't like WRPGs either.
Well, if you don't like WRPGs, you will not like Oblivion.
No,
Oblivion is one of the most arbitrary things ever. Number 7 is Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core. I liked Crisis Core.
Disagree.
I kind of like that one, but, you know. 6 is the Mortal Kombat franchise. Yeah, I can kind of understand that. I still like it because, you know, Mortal Kombat is a big part of childhood for me. Everyone likes Mortal Kombat. 5 is Metroid Prime 1.
That game is excellent.
And he says he's going to get a lot of flack for it, so. But, yeah. You know, he's not going to argue it's a bad game. He just says that he just does not, it does not click with him. 4 is God of War 2. I like God of War 2. I don't think you liked it all that much.
It's fine. I don't know.
3, Tales of Symphonia. Which I like. Am I,
is that the one you
liked? My what?
Is that the one you beat?
That's the one I beat. My one problem with it being on the list is that it's not all that critically acclaimed. Got very low 8s. You know, it's not like a God of War or Halo. Number 2 is Animal Crossing.
I'll agree to that.
I think Animal Crossing is still fun. Number 1 is Halo, which you can kind of see coming. But, you know, I agree. I don't know. The Halo thing has sort of been done by now. Everyone's picked their sides.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any mail?
Oh, shoot. I forgot to open that. I believe I do.
Believe
one
you.
Second.
Hold on a second. Actually, I went live.
I've begun a handy organizational system so that this hopefully works. Okay, Derek Robbins.
The 10th hours, Derek Robbins?
That's right. He says, I got to ask you, what's your take on the Tecmo Square Enix deal? I think it will be great for Tecmo's IP since Square, in my eyes, knows how to please their fans well. Tecmo, well, sometimes squanders it. I figured that while Ninja Gaiden 2 was a good game, even the most ardent fan would admit it was disappointing. I think if you've got some of Square's brightest to back Tecmo, we could see revitalization of a company that so richly deserves it.
Well, not so much.
I hope, at least. Yeah, so we kind of talked about this earlier, but yeah, I think it would have been good for Tecmo's IP, maybe not for Tecmo itself.
Yeah, if I was the head of Tecmo, I bet it would suck for me, but I bet it would help out Ninja Gaiden. I mean, I don't know what they would do if, like, Dead or Alive or whatever.
I also have an email from our good friend Mark Samla. He says, I listened to the podcast, and Mike was technically correct, as the picture that I included in my 10th hour of the top 10 Sonic games was actually a mock-up made years ago and isn't technically a part of the Sonic 2 HD remake. The reason why I use it is because it looks the most visually impressive due to the use to most of the Sonic HD stuff being scans of high-res sprites, among other things right now. He has a link to the kind of forum where the Sonic 2 HD remake is being spearheaded. From what I've seen, it looks as if all the music, sprites, and the majority of the programming is done. It's just putting everything together. Then again, I'm no developer myself, but judging from the message board, things are coming along well. Anywho, just thought I'd drop a message. Oh, and Sonic Rush Adventure is better than Sonic Rush and all of the GBA Sonics. Although, if you really didn't like Rush at all, there's nothing here to convince you to get it. It was number 10 on my list because I hated Sonic Battle, Sonic Shuffle, and pretty much every other Sonic game, with the exception of Sonic 3D Blast, which, while I don't flat-out hate, would consider it far from a top 10 Sonic game. The adventure exploration missions are incredibly mediocre, which actually makes it better than everything we've seen since Sonic Heroes. Then he says he acknowledges that was a bad joke. I like Sonic Battle a lot for some reason.
Yeah,
I probably shouldn't
weird.
Have, but I really did.
I don't. Yeah, you're weird. Well, I can kind of... When he puts it that way, I can kind of understand why Sonic Rush Adventure was on the list. I mean,
yes.
What else were you going to put on there?
He continues, and an interesting question. What do you and your brother Chris, then he says I don't care about Mike's opinion.
Wow, wait, what did I do to deserve this?
I don't know.
I'm going to give Sonic my opinion anyways, make no mistake.
Oh, I know. Think about Sonic Chronicles and the DS. Personally, I think it's taking roadkill Sonic in today's world and smearing it with vomit RPGs. But I'm sure someone out there actually likes RPGs and wouldn't mind playing them on the DS. Would you like to go first, or should I?
I think it's looking terrible. So there.
I think it looks appealing at all. So there.
What?
Did you see, I made a comment. They put up like a developer interview about the game. And one of the things they said in this, as they showed images from both, were that we took lots of inspiration from the Sonic the Hedgehog comic books and television series in coming up with the story for this game,
hey,
which made
bullshit.
Me go, huzzah.
All the Sonic Adventure crap characters are there. It's Amy and Rogue and whatever, Rouge, whatever her name is, and Big Cat. Come on, AJ.
Okay, well, here's my thing. The way I see it, I mean, those characters, they're not developed at all. They're just images. So if BioWare can just take the images, which... If you just, like, look at the drawings of the characters, there's nothing terribly offensive about them. It's just all the crap they've been saying since 1999. So if you just take those blank slates and let BioWare do what they will with them, I think they can develop something interesting
this
out
is,
of
this
them.
This is assuming that BioWare is some master storyteller, which I'm not convinced of at all.
I'd say so.
Why? Because they had a good plot twist in Star Wars once.
You didn't finish that game. That game's story was excellent.
It was.
All
I saw the ending. It definitely fell flat.
I didn't think so.
Look, come on. Does it really look that appealing to you? It looks very standard. You have, like, your kind of, like, special battle commands are, like, these sort of weird EBA style mini games, which.
They're not all like that.
But it seems like
a weird concept.
What?
How much have you been following it?
I've been watching those same developer diaries, Ash Guy.
Okay.
I just don't get it. I think the worst thing about Sonic is the story, and focusing on a game that's all story is just a bad idea. I don't care.
I think the worst thing about the story is that it's been written by a bunch of guys who have no idea how the hell to write a story.
I don't care who's making it. Sonic stories is just, yeah. It's unless it was actually set in the Sonic AM or whatever you want to call it universe, but it's not. I don't care if it's inspired by that.
I know, that would be amazing.
There will be humans and crap in this, I'm sure. I'm sure you will go to a city, and it will be people in it.
I hope not.
It will. If you want to be excited, go ahead. I think it looks stupid.
Okay.
And as far as Chris's opinion, I don't think he really has one.
No. Did you get any emails?
No. You got all the emails. Probably because I'm getting bitter. God, Sonic Chronicles. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see about Sonic Chronicles, Edge Guy.
Okay.
Yeah, Mass Effect was freaking awesome, wasn't it?
It is!
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't think that game got... it was getting a lot more hype when it was first announced, and it didn't quite live up to it.
I don't know, I think it kind of did pretty well for itself.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Is that also going to be a trilogy or something?
I think that's the plan.
Yeah, why not, huh? Let's make them all fucking trilogies. Alright. My spirit has been broken now.
Okay. That's also the end of the show.
Good, good. Well, we can call it quits then.
Yeah.
Well, alright, Asgard, I'm leaving. You can tell everyone how to contact us.
Alright. You can find us at the Exploding... Oh, no, just Exploding Barrel.
You're failing already.
Yeah. Anyway. Also, you can email me at adjguy711@gmail.com or mike@tolkoto@gmail.com. What?
It's like they're moving stuff upstairs again, remember?
That didn't even sound the same as it did before.
Oh. I can't remember what noise I made.
Well, yeah, anyway... Okay, that's it for the show, everybody.
That was the same noise as before. Damn it.